Welcome to the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. My name is Kushbu and I am your host. I am a nutritionist, life coach, and founder of the wellness consulting business, K-Way. On this podcast, we chat all things physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health to ensure you thrive from the inside out in order to create a more joyous and fulfilling life. Grab a cup of coffee, bottle of kombucha, or a glass of wine, and let's chat. Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. And can we take a second to first acknowledge that we are already in the middle of October? I mean, say what? I actually love this time of the year as I feel like it's the start of the holiday season from Halloween to Diwali to Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. And you better believe I'm going to be celebrating all of them. In fact, one of my really close friends who is currently in Dubai with me, we are in the midst of planning what we are going to make for Thanksgiving because she loves to cook, I love to cook, and we both love food. So we are going to make a Thanksgiving feast. And I mean, amongst the various lessons that COVID has taught us, one that definitely comes to mind is not to hold back when it comes to celebrating life and to really find a reason to enjoy your life and milk the heck out of it. Am I right or am I right? Anyways, today we are chatting about an interesting topic that I'm sure is fitting for all of us, which is triggers, the T word, triggers. Let's not beat around the bush. You could be the most spiritually guided person, and yet there are going to be some moments where you find yourself getting triggered. Most of us feel triggered multiple times in the day, and it doesn't even have to be because of something massive. If we aren't mindful about managing our energy, we can find ourselves depleting our energy more often than not, purely because we are living in a state of reaction. That guy who cut you off in traffic, hello, road rage. Your mom-in-law made a seemingly inappropriate comment. The smoke is coming out of your ears. Your boss constantly adding more to your plate without an ounce of gratitude or acknowledgement for your efforts, despicable. Or tax season kicks in, roll on the overwhelm. With all these emotions are, while these emotions are totally valid, they aren't really serving us. When we are constantly being reactive to our external circumstances, we inevitably forfeit our power over the way we show up and our ability to respond. Every time we get triggered, we lower our vibration and slow down our growth and the fruition of whatever desire we are trying to manifest. And yeah, sure, these trigger-based emotions are totally valid, but at the same time, they only end up hindering us from moving forward. If we truly want to get back in the driving seat of our lives and actually reclaim control of our circumstances so that we can intentionally manifest the life of our desires, it starts with taking responsibility for how we are showing up. It starts with managing and consciously choosing our responses. If you look at the word responsibility, all it means is our ability to respond. Every time we hone in our ability to respond better, we naturally reclaim our power. Otherwise, we end up being victims of our environment, allowing our external environment to determine how we feel. Every time someone acts or speaks in a certain way, which may not align with our values or what we believe is fair or right, we get triggered and give up our energy. If we want to truly live with intention and start manifesting better, it starts with choosing how we respond. And in this case, it means reinterpreting our triggers. Here's the thing. Triggers are part of being human. If we had it all figured out and reached a state of total enlightenment, we wouldn't be on this earth. The whole purpose of being on earth is for each one of us to grow and evolve and get one step closer to that level of Zen. When we can start to redefine our triggers and see them as a vessel of growth and healing, we naturally strip away their power over us. And we naturally empower ourselves to move forward rather than constantly perpetuate more of our current circumstances. As much as we tend to shy away from our emotions, particularly the uncomfortable ones, they hold so much value and meaning. They are constantly communicating to us where the work needs to be done. If you look at the word emotions alone, all it means is energy in motion. The more negative the emotion stirred up, the lower your vibration and more out of alignment you are with whatever it is you are trying to manifest. It is as simple as that. You can either shy away and let those emotions fester and continue holding you back, or you can lean into them, try to understand them, and then do the necessary work to process and move forward. It really is a choice. Our greatest power lies in the meaning we attach to our circumstances. Ultimately, manifesting is an energy game. And the more we are able to maintain a high energetic state and vibration, the quicker we are able to draw in our desires. While it's so easy to say that something external caused you to feel a certain way, the actuality is that the meaning you attach to it caused you to feel a certain way. Every situation is neutral, and by changing how we see it, we change its effect on our energy. Take a knife, for example. It can be both good and bad, depending on how one uses it. If you use a knife to cook your family a delicious dinner, it's an incredibly useful tool. However, if that same knife is used to stab someone, it's instantly seen as bad. The only thing that changed here was how it was used, which ultimately defined how it's perceived. Similarly, when we can witness our triggers from a place of understanding and compassion rather than judgment, and instead see the immense amount of insight and value they bring, that is how we can stay in a high vibration, irrespective of what is going on around us. No matter what stage of your journey you're at, there are constantly going to be times when you feel stuck. You're putting in the effort or doing the best you can, yet you've hit a roadblock that doesn't seem to clear up. Especially if you have been actively been working on yourself, these triggers are actually a godsend. They're revealing to you a part of you that still needs to be healed. You're feeling anxious around money? That is your intuition telling you that you need to work on your sense of lack and money mindset. A hint of envy as your friend gets engaged or pregnant, it's highlighting to you that you need to shift the energy inwards and focus on cultivating your own happiness. Or maybe that trigger is reminding you that this kind of love or next stage in life is a reality you want for yourself. Feeling powerless as you stare at your phone waiting for a text message, that's your indication that you are too reliant on external validation and you need to honor your own worth and light. Livid as your relative made an inappropriate comment, that is your intuition showing you that a boundary has been crossed and perhaps a boundary that you never even drew and now actually need to. I remember back in August when I was in London, I found myself feeling incredibly triggered. Every time I would think about my upcoming trip to Dubai, I found myself feeling anxious and fearful. As uncomfortable as these emotions felt at the time, they revealed to me so much wisdom in terms of limiting beliefs I had been unknowingly holding on to. I mean, I've done plenty of work on myself and I continue to do so, yet these emotions left me with plenty of aha moments. And the more they revealed, the more relief I actually felt. When we have an indication in terms of our blind spots and how we are unknowingly blocking ourselves, we can actually take the necessary steps and be proactive about moving forward. Otherwise, it's like throwing spaghetti on the wall and hoping it sticks. Or in other words, doing a bunch of random stuff, hoping they leave us feeling better and propel us forward in whatever direction we want to go. However, when we can start to identify the root of the issue, we can actually take purposeful action to work from the inside out. When it comes to teaching my clients about manifestation and how to intentionally create their ideal life, I use my signature DICE technique. The I stands for identifying your blind spots and your blocks. In other words, what parts of you are not in alignment with the version of you who has already manifested your desire? And then the C in my DICE method for when it comes to manifesting stands for clearing out the blocks, so the emotional baggage, and trimming the fat, stripping the layers. The reason I share this is because it's not enough to just identify our triggers. Sure, we can own up to the fact that we are feeling triggered, but then if we truly want to move forward, we need to take the steps towards working through them. We need to take the steps to process those emotions and heal whatever it is within us that has been rocked. Otherwise, we are going to find ourselves constantly attracting more of the same and only feeling more unfulfilled in the process. Along with reinterpreting your own triggers, this skill and understanding can also be used towards handling ill treatment from others. So many of us are living with the fear of what will people think. Just for a second, consider the number of times you've held back on doing or saying something because of the fear of judgment. I mean, I can think of countless instances in my own life. Here's the thing when it comes to receiving judgment or ill treatment from others, it's not about you. It's never about you. Like you, that person has his or her own set of triggers, fears, and insecurities. If they feel the need to throw negativity your way, you can only imagine the extent to how much they've been triggered. Of course, I'm not saying to be a doormat, and this is particularly when boundaries are essential, but in terms of that negativity, it makes it much easier to deflect it. Every time someone might throw a "who does she think she is?" comment your way, behind that sentiment is actually them feeling she is reminding me of who I'm not being. She reminds me that I'm not living up to my potential. Don't get me wrong, that negativity might sting momentarily, but does it rock you to the core and throw off your nervous system like it otherwise would have? Not at all. And guess what you've done in the process? You've held on to your power over your emotions and energy. You've maintained your vibration. You've stayed in alignment with the reality you want for yourself. And as a result, you're only one step closer to whatever it is you want to manifest for yourself, whatever it is you would like to experience, and most importantly, whoever it is you want to be. I remember in the past, I'd be hugely triggered when someone would say my coaching is too expensive. It would stir up so many negative emotions and essentially throw off my energy. But the more I started to understand where this judgment or critique was coming from, I realized that comment had nothing to do with me. Rather than leave me questioning my worth or whether I am in fact overcharging, I realized that the comment came from a place of their own low self-worth and poor money mindset. Me disclosing my price triggered a part of them which made them feel like they didn't deserve to invest in their growth, which is why they felt the need to project it onto me. And the more I started to adopt that mindset and come from a place of understanding, the less affected I felt. And trust me, there are still times when people ask me for a discount or say that I charge a lot, but that's okay. I know what I bring to the table and the value of transformation I offer. And as a result, I'm able to stay in alignment and maintain my energetic state to continue attracting the outcomes I want for myself. And before I wrap up this episode, here's the hack to keep in mind next time you feel triggered. If you really want to 10x your vibrations and speed them up and really expedite the unfolding of your desires, inject your triggers with a heavy dose of gratitude. I'll say it again. Inject your triggers with a heavy dose of gratitude. Along with empowerment, gratitude is one of the highest vibrations we can be operating out of and almost instantly magnetizes more sources of abundance into our life. Next time you find yourself getting triggered, take a second to pause and appreciate the insight that the trigger is providing you with. Literally say, "Thank you, universe, for revealing to me what still needs to be healed." A key universal law is the law of perpetual transmutation of energy. Try saying that fast. But anyways, this law states that energy is never destroyed, nor is it ever created. It merely is just constantly changing forms. By applying higher frequencies and energetic states, we are naturally able to change the negative energy which is stirred up within us. When we come from a place of gratitude, we instantly raise our energy to magnetize abundance. We open ourselves up to receiving guidance and support in order to move forward. And most importantly, we stay in alignment with the life we are creating for ourselves. And there is really no feeling more satisfying than that.
Thank you so much for listening to the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. If you have an extra minute, I'd so appreciate if you could head over to iTunes and leave this podcast a 5-star review. In doing so, it helps other people receive this message so they can also go to the next level in their wellness journey. I'd love to connect with you. So please let me know what your biggest takeaways are in this episode and tag me on Instagram at kushboo.kway in your social media post or DM me to help me serve you better and create more content that you can resonate with. I'll see you next week, but in the meanwhile, I'm sending you so much love and goodbye.